Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
This is Lee Maribel filling in for Griff, and this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, and I'm here today with CJ Jacinto. And today's show is dedicated to Oilerman 21, who has just made top-rated seller. You can quit feeling sorry for yourself if you didn't get in on the beta, because now the new Seller Hub has been rolled out site-wide on eBay.com. And with us now to bring us up to speed on it is promotions manager Audi Bahara from eBay. Audi, who now has access to Seller Hub, and how many sellers are using it?
Yeah, Seller Hub is now available in what we call a general release in the U.S., which means that it is really available to everyone out there. I'm actually happy to say we have about 250,000 people, actually more than that, that are currently actively using Seller Hub. So it's been a widely used tool among, you know, basically our entire professional selling audience.
And what are some of the newest features and enhancements?
So Seller Hub is actually, it's this great tool that's actually kind of brought together a bunch of different functionality and features that we traditionally had in eBay across different tools. I think that the most impactful that we have heard, and I speak to sellers all the time, I think the most impactful piece has definitely been around the part which is around growing your business. We've kind of broken up Seller Hub into the manager business piece, which is really managing your listings and your orders, and the second part of which is really, you know, around getting performance insights, you know, data, traffic, analytics, on your listings. And then actually we have this other very interesting section called the growth section. It's still a beta product. We're still working on it. We're still making it better. But, for example, that's able to give you an analysis on certain products and say, you know, how has your product been performing against similar products from, you know, from your competitors on eBay? So it's, you know, really great insights, which our sellers have been asking for a long time, and they've never really had access to. And today they can actually sit back and say, oh, great, yeah, you know what? That one product of mine, I know it's been available for the last, you know, 3 months. It hasn't sold. I wonder why. And now you can just sit back and quickly see, okay, let me look at the same product from, you know, other sellers and see, okay, what are they listed at? Do they offer free shipping? Do they offer some other kind of benefit? And, you know, and then it gives sellers that chance of, you know, saying, okay, how can I really optimize my listing? Sometimes it's just price, sometimes it's something else, but how can I optimize it to actually make sure it sells and sells more efficiently?
You know, Audi, I have spoken to some people, especially at eBay Open 2016, who said that until the Seller Hub, they never even really cared about looking at numbers for their business. And so I think the Seller Hub is helping them do that, and that's very important for an entrepreneur.
You know, absolutely, and it's so important. You know, when you're thinking about your business holistically, when you're thinking about growing your business, right? It's okay, it's great. You know, you're making the sales, you're doing the transaction, but really sitting back and saying, you know, how well am I doing? Right? How am I doing? You know, not just compared to myself or how I was doing last year, but how am I really doing compared with other sellers, with the rest of the market on eBay? And so we have this really great feature now that, again, it's a feature that we're building on and we're definitely developing further, but it's, you know, initially it's in the performance tab today. You know, sellers can go in there and see it. And what it does is it shows you how your sales have basically performed against, you know, the market that is other sellers that are selling in your, you know, top categories. So what we do is we take your top, you know, three categories and we kind of measure those against the rest of the market and say, okay, for example, you might have seen your sales growing by 7%. The market, on the other hand, might have already grown by 10%. Now, what that might tell you is, hey, you know what? There's an opportunity out here. I can actually be doing better than I'm doing today. And we show you two views on this. We actually show you how it's done in the last 30 days and then also how you've done, you know, year on year. So the same 30 days a year ago. And again, that helps you understand, okay, great, my business is growing, but what does this really mean in perspective?
What upcoming features can sellers look forward to?
So, you know, so we're constantly improving Seller Hub. And I think, you know, we've had a number of our sellers that have been really loyal and that have kind of, you know, stayed with us since the initial days of when we launched Seller Hub as beta several months ago. They've already seen a number of benefits, a number of improvements coming out. Our focus is really going to be around adding to that functionality and adding to really the core product around, you know, growing your business. So, you know, I would say sellers should definitely look out for more insights on, you know, how to basically improve their performance. We're going to be looking at launching a very interesting tool, you know, in the coming months around, you know, a sourcing guidance product. And really what that's going to do is it's going to help a lot of our sellers kind of look forward and say, hey, you know what? I'm thinking of selling this product on eBay. What's the market for it like? What's the market for it like going to look like in the next 3 months? You know, what's the average prices that this type of product actually sells for on eBay, you know, at that time of year? And hopefully that kind of information will give our sellers the kind of data, the kind of numbers that they've never had access to before. They'll actually be able to say, you know what? I'm going to plan my business. This is the kind of product I need to have on the website if I'm selling in, you know, November or December. And, you know, these are the kind of prices I can expect for it. So then they can go back, they can work with their sourcing, you know, leads, with their sourcers, basically say, hey, can you bring this product to me at a competitive price where I can actually look to make, you know, good money on it selling on eBay?
And when can sellers in other countries, who I know we have many listeners in other countries, when can they expect to access Seller Hub?
So we're actively working on that. And the plan is that over the next couple of months, you know, sellers in certain countries in Europe, for example, in the UK, for example, would start to see access to Seller Hub. And, you know, as we slowly scale that up, just as we've done in the U.S., and we've had tremendous success doing it in the U.S., we're slowly going to scale that up to other countries in, you know, in Europe. For example, Germany will probably be among the first countries to see it. And then, you know, we'll spread to the rest of Europe as well. Ultimately, the plan really for us is to bring this to as many people and to bring the goodness of Seller Hub to as many people as we can, as quickly as we can. So I would say, you know, for sellers elsewhere outside of Europe, you know, you can expect to see this in the next several months, you know, maybe as early as, you know, late 2016, maybe early 2017.
And don't feel jealous, because many times in the U.S. we have to wait until they test it out overseas. Right? We've been on the other end of this.
Absolutely. And in our case, you know, it's really about, you know, it's really about providing, you know, the best experience, the best, most relevant experience tailored to our local market. So, for example, sellers in the UK and Germany might have specific needs that are really, you know, focused on those markets. And we need to make sure that when we bring the product out, it is absolutely ready to address those needs. Which is why, I mean, for us, you know, it's not going to be as simple as, you know, just, you know, flipping a switch and saying, hey, you know what, it's open to everyone. Because some things that work for the U.S. market may not make sense for other markets. And likewise, some things that work for Germany may not make sense for other European markets. So the idea is we want to make sure that our sellers in those countries have the best experience possible, which is why we're trying to do this in a structured, you know, phased approach.
We're speaking with promotions manager from eBay, Adi Bahara, who is telling us that everyone has access to the Seller Hub now in the U.S., at least eBay U.S. You've been part of Seller Hub's journey from the beginning, even before it was first launched in beta last October. What can you say about the progression of the tool?
I'm really delighted with how we've progressed. I think, we've been in constant touch with, you know, with a number of our sellers. And I would say this goes into, you know, hundreds of sellers that we actively work with. And, you know, we've received, I would say, something in the order of 17,000 pieces of feedback since we first launched. And I think all of that feedback has been tremendously valuable because, you know, it's a really large team of people that work on this product, you know, and we've understood the seller needs. We said, okay, what are the pain points that sellers have? What are the issues that they've had in the past? How can we try and slowly alleviate those problems? And I think that's really been the core driving force behind Seller Hub. And, you know, again, like I mentioned before, for those sellers that have been with us on this journey, you know, from, you know, early parts of this year or even, you know, late last year, they've probably seen a number of improvements, a number of benefits. They know we're listening.
I have been on Seller Hub for, I think, the first round. And have enjoyed many of the progressions that have taken place. And as a seller yourself, what Seller Hub features are you most excited about?
So honestly, I love the parts around the data. I'm a hugely data-driven person, and I've seen the value, right? I mean, the performance in the performance tab, being able to go into the traffic section, right, and look at the traffic reports, look at the impressions, I'm really able to look back and say, hey, you know what? I brought this new inventory to site, right? How has it actually performed for me? Have I seen an improvement? or, you know, for example, I've been running a promoted listings campaign, or a promotions manager, I've set up promotional offers. How's they been performing? Have I seen an increase in traffic to my site? I can actually measure that. Have I seen an increase in conversion? I can actually measure that.
In the future, will you be able to drill down and get more specific data?
Yeah, so exactly. So today, for example, sellers can actually see which items, for example, have been receiving the most impressions, which ones have seen the most clicks, the most page views, right? And you can very quickly start to correlate that data back to, you know, the kind of specific products that you've listed on your site, the special pricing promotions that you've run, or any other specific items that you've, you know, changed on your listings. I know a lot of sellers have recently told me that, you know, they've been seeing improvements. You know, I know there's been this huge push around, you know, making your listings more mobile friendly, around getting better images, better pictures, better descriptions. And as they have done that, they have seen their page clicks, you know, rise substantially. They've seen their click-through rates improve. They've seen the ultimate conversion of those items also improve. And they're able to track this, they're able to measure this. All of this wasn't possible before, and I'm so glad that we have it now.
Well, we're so glad that you were able to join us again. Adi Bahari, thank you so much for being with us, and I hope you will come back and visit us again as this thing unfolds. And, of course, as the Seller Hub changes and more people come to know it and love it, we hope to have you back on. Thank you so much for being with us. This segment was sponsored by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, managing multiple stores. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.